I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Hello and welcome to Season 4 of Blister Critters. Season 4 of the Final Cthulhu Blister Critters. It's so fucking hot here. I am cooking my own soup.
He's already fucked it up.
Yeah, I'm too hot to care. It's, 30-odd degrees inside this room, and, yeah, it's uncomfortable. So, in the last episode, you made some skunk anal tear gas. You managed to fight a whole bunch of puppets, the bigger ones, and someone's got an echo in the background. I can hear it.
Who can't hear it?
Every now and again.
I think it's you. I think the hallucinations are getting to you. You've got a huge stroke.
Probably. So yeah, you're in a prop room. There's a critter that's tied up to a sewing machine. They're coughing and spluttering. There's tears streaming down. There's poo and fabric softener everywhere. What are you gonna do?
Yeah, I think we're gonna have to walk over to this little sugar glider here and see. Can we see? Is he chained in a particular way? Is there a lock? Tell us about this chained up sugar glider.
I grab his arm and I throw him across the room.
While he's still tied up.
So, I'm kidding. That's not real. I'm kidding.
Okay, well, you're going over there, right?
Yes.
So, I want a instinct, but at disadvantage because you're still being affected by the poo gas. Standard roll, L5.
Well, I've not walked into it yet.
Oh, you haven't walked into it?
So I mean, walking near it. So, the sugar glider's in the gas, yes?
It doesn't necessarily have to be a sugar glider, it's just a critter of some sort.
The critter's in the gas, right?
Yes.
So I have to walk into the gas?
Yes.
To see this guy?
Yes.
Okay, yes. And is that what the instinct check is for?
Yes.
Can I see anything before I walk in? Like, can I see, like...
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
No.
So let's do it before I walk in, right?
You're in our blind.
No. Damn it.
Let's not just go wandering into gas.
Essentially, you can see this thing is coughing, spluttering. It's having a hard time breathing. It's looking at you imploringly to try and get it out. It's tugging at the chain on its foot.
Okay. Is the chain locked by what is it? Is there a code? Is there a fingerprint scanner?
You know what's going on here? It's a coded lock.
A coded lock. Excellent.
Is it made out of metal? Or is it like a rope?
I'd be impressed if you got a corded rope. I'm not gonna lie. I think those are corded, bud.
I'm trying to work out what that even looked like. It's just standard
like
kind of
knots. You know, you got to do this knot, and there's this, and this knot, you know, on those code knots. No?
And then just cut through the fucking rope.
Yeah.
Don't give away my plan.
Hey, is there a shitty... Hey, is it a shitty plastic lock?
No, it looks like it's
metal. Ah, fuck.
Oh. Right, I'm going to shout at the wee guy. I'm going to say, hold on, 2 minutes. I just need to find the code. And I'm going to start rifling through the remains of the puppets that we just tore apart.
Okay, that'll be a noggin then for stuff finding.
Yeah, so I want to find, I don't know, something that looks like a code in amongst their belongings.
Alright, roll me a noggin.
I've only got a d6 and noggin, so... I rolled a 6. Excellent. Is that good enough?
Bold of you to assume the puppets would have the code on them. You do find a few barcode numbers from various different materials that we use to create the puppets. And with that roll, I'll actually even tell you, you're not going to get much luck out of those, because they are just literally, you know, barcode numbers.
Okay, so can Gertrude go? So, Jacob, any luck with the codes?
No, I can't find the code, Gertrude.
Well,
I think we're just going to have to. I'm
going to have to try it my way.
And can I get a closer look?
The gas? Yeah,
Gertrude, one second.
Sorry.
If you actually go into the gas and have a look at the lock, you might find some more bits out about it.
That's my plan. Essentially, I want to jump in closer to him. Yeah, I'll do the instinct check if you want me to.
Yep, at disadvantage.
Okay, that's too much. Sorry, disadvantage. That means I roll the dice below. So, thank you. So that's D6 for me. Six.
And again.
Two.
Right, two. Unfortunately, as you get in, the stink kind of starts burning your eyes. Even living with a skunk, you'd have thought you'd gotten used to it, but nope, the fabric softener has somehow enhanced the poo. And you start to, cough, splutter.
Enhanced poo.
Can I brute force the lock?
Gertrude, if I may suggest, just a little tip, dear. The lock is metal. But a desk might be a bit easier for you to splinter.
It's a sewing table.
Oh, it's a sewing table? Yeah. Same shit. The table, then, if we're being pedantic about it, goes from the sky.
The ghost from the sky also lets you know it's made of metal.
Right. Oh, yeah, it's a metal sewing table.
I mean, they are usually made of metal.
That's fine, I'm Gertrude, I can do this, I'm strong. I can even use one of my special powers, I'm pretty sure.
I mean, maybe some of that.
I mean, I've got my bomb, but I don't think that's a good idea.
To kill the creature?
No. Right now, I just want to try to brute force this lock. Like punch it or like hit it or a rock or something. Yeah, brute force.
Okay. Well, because you're being affected by the poo, it's going to be a scrap at disadvantage, and I'm going to need a metal lock. I'm going to say at least a 7.
Okay. Well, so I'm going to roll 2 dice of scrap, right?
Yep, you take the lowest.
Okay, so I do have a scrap of 10, so I brought 2 of them. So my lowest is 8.
Yeah, okay, so yeah, you managed to somehow bend this metal clip out of place, and the critter goes scurrying out of the gas as fast as humanly possible, well, fast as critterly possible, and throws up in front of Jacob.
There, little guy. You're fine now. We have saved the day.
What the bloody hell was that?
Gertrude's going to walk out like the gas doesn't affect her. Even though it does.
Tears tough. Streaming down your eyes.
Yeah, tough. Just brute force it out.
Would it affect Manny?
Yeah. I mean...
Are skunks immune to their own shit?
Well, there's fabric softener in it as well.
True.
Oh, yeah.
So it's more the fact of for Manny it would be more the chemical that burns his eyes rather than his ass.
Just makes me smell of flowers.
Yeah. So yeah, you've got this critter now. It's trying to rub its eyes, desperately trying to get the shit out of him. You can see it's starting to go a bit pink. We get some pink eye.
Might not be the most comfortable rescue, but you are indeed rescued. We'll bring you back to the staff room shortly.
Yes, that's quite.
Go on.
Do you have any water?
No. First things first, then, lads. I think we have a bit of rummaging around to do.
Okay, any liquids at all?
Well, we have any more liquid? Fabric softener, but I'm not sure that will help.
I do have to pee, if that'll help.
Oh, yeah.
This thing just looks at you. It's like,
oh, God. There was a fad, just because you said he had pink eye, there was a fad where people thought pissing in their eyes, like pouring piss in their eyes, would get rid of pink eye because pee is sterile.
Yeah, funny thing is, I've heard about that fad too.
Yeah, horrifying, right?
Yeah, horrifying. It's
Did you also hear the fad that people would lick each other's eyeballs?
Ew, wait, ew.
Yep.
That ew, bro.
Can you guess where that was from?
TikTok?
Japan.
Japan, yeah.
You seem like we didn't do that on the holiday.
Yeah, what does eyeball taste like? Probably not good.
Hey, Flower, are you insinuating we licked each other's eyeballs?
Yeah.
Well? Leave it with
anyway.
That. didn't wake up at the same time, did we?
You should have put a lock on that door.
Anyway. So the crit's just going to kind of try and rub its eyes on some material. It'll wander off for a second, just trying to clear its face.
Hang on, buddy. So, I was going to ask him, damn it, brain gone dead. Don't worry about it. You have fun over there.
Bye-bye. Yes, quiet. Goes to a sink, just starts turning on a sink.
So, should we go to the next room?
No, we should look for stuff here.
We came here for a reason, mate. Jesus.
Yeah, I'm just trying to remember the reason. It's just, you know...
I went to get some props, the crit you just and then saved. I got high.
Hang on, let me just check my handy dandy quest log.
You been taking notes? Good job, Carmen.
Fuck off. Be real.
Right, we actually did not come here, magic ghosts in the sky, to save someone so much as we came here to get props.
Ah.
So, saving the guy was kind of accidental. We didn't know.
Yeah, we didn't know he was here. So we are going to have a wee look around. So this guy's left already, hasn't he? Or is he just still in the room choking?
He's still in the room, just trying to clear his face off.
I'm going to go over to him and try and comfort him in that case before I start rummaging around. And we're going to ask him what exactly was it you were doing here for them?
Oh, well, I was chained to that bloody sewing machine. There's the only one here who could sew. Having to make and repair the damn puppets for Will.
Maybe you can help us out then. Do you have any idea exactly how many you've helped?
It's hard to say, really. I can't remember how long I've been tied here, to be honest.
Well, I mean, how many did we just tear apart there? It was four big goons, and how many wee goons was it again? There's another four, wasn't it?
Yes.
Aye, so we've just tore apart eight of them. I'm guessing that was your handiwork.
Unfortunately so.
Aye.
As much as I hate to say it, I do enjoy repairing things, but not when they're used to try and tear your friend's limb from limb.
How long did it take you to do all that?
Not quite long enough to worry about, but not too short to be done in a night.
Okay, I'm trying to get some sort of calculation going here. I'm trying to guess, given the information,
so small
how many enemies are there?
How many enemies? Well, I mean, Will has the vast stores of puppets to his command. How many have you already destroyed? I've had a few come in recently, but nothing major.
All right, I think this line of inquiry is going nowhere, so let's reset
it's going somewhere.
Let's reset the NPC dialogue.
Back out of the conversation, back in.
Yeah.
Right, so, you've done a really good job here, mate, with the puppetry. I was wondering, could we get some help from yourself? We're trying to go up against this spider creature here. A couple of disguises would be quite useful.
It's quite possible. Yes, it'd probably take a night or two or so, but if you can try and wrangle me some puppets that have yet to really be much in the way of damage, it'd probably be helpful.
Well, is there anything around about in this room that we can use?
I'm afraid the larger puppets, you know, gesture to the scraps on the floor. Your friend very much soiled them a bit too much.
Alright, so we can't...
The fabric softener is a bit...
It was me that did that, but that's fine. so we can't use what we've just destroyed. Fair enough. Is there any items or materials in here that you can use?
Oh, there's plenty of items that you're more than welcome to help and rummage yourself through. Again, I would say if you're able to get a puppet, it'll take a lot less time. If not, then I'm sure we can gather some of the bundles of material, and he'll again gesture to the side, and then a whole bunch of like different rolls of material. It'll probably just take a night or so.
That's fine. All right. So, Jacob is going to take a wee note from the guy. What kind of fabrics and stuff we can take from here? We will collect them up, but I also want to do a wee bit of looking around myself.
Mm-hmm. So, just quickly with the rolls, the big rolls of material. If you're wanting to transport those through the hallway, You will have to do so one at a time. They are quite big.
It's all right. The hallway's clear.
Maybe.
The hallway is clear.
Maybe.
I know the hallway's clear.
So, can Gertrude have a look at this materials the gesture to?
Sure.
I mean, is there anything like interesting there that we can make decent armor out of? Something durable, yeah.
Unfortunately, it's mostly just felt and cotton and whatnot, so it would not be any decency protection.
Okay, but surely, I mean, this seamstress? No, not seamstress. Tailor guy, that's it, Taylor.
Doesn't really matter, it hasn't told you its gender.
Well, hey. So yeah, but surely he can like help, like, you know, make something and put like an effect on it, right?
I mean, it's not a wizard. If that's what you're asking.
Yeah, enchanted armor is another campaign. Look, I do think that given that we've got a task for him to do already, or her, then, it might be better if we try and find pre-made garments in the prop and costume area here.
Oh yeah, plot armor. That's what we could use. Do you think he can make us some plot armor?
Yes. We all need plot armor right now.
I don't quite understand what you mean by plot armor, but feel free to help yourself to whatever.
Yeah, here. Just maybe two or three chapters worth. We're not asking for much here.
That's very bold of you to assume that two or three chapters worth have been written.
They have been outlined.
Scraping the bottom of the barrel.
Right, so Kalaris is going to try and rummage around for some aesthetic attributes that I've been wanting for him for a while.
Cool. Tell me what you want then, Kalaris. Let's go for Kalaris first and we'll go in a loop.
So, what I want for Kalaris, and feel free to free up all the stats on these, because this is mostly for his look, I want him to have a, like, old farmer cap kind of deal. I want him to have a, like, maroon plush bathrobe. House slippers and smoking pipe are optional. I want to outfit him as an old grandpa.
You want to make him look like an old man.
Yeah.
Okay. So that will need a noggin check.
You'll
need a minimum of 5.
No. Alright, let me see if I can get that.
It's for cosmetic.
Yeah, to be fair, it can probably offer DR2 if I manage to get it, but I know that it's a D6 for noggin. That's a 2.
Okay, you obviously can't see what I'm typing in the chat.
Yeah, sorry, I did see it, but I have to switch between the sheet and the thing to roll. Cut that out then. It's a 5. Hey, hang on, let me just... Yeah, there you know. Edit there. That is E5.
Yeah, it is now. I mean, okay, so for pretext, we have recorded this once already. We've had audio issues, so we're doing it again. I told this lot to try and pretend, and the first thing someone does is, okay.
To be fair, you changed the fucking lock scenario immediately.
Yes,
so it's not just us.
Because
we didn't have to find no fucking passcode last time, you bastard.
And since when did this Taylor guy take a whole night to make armor? I remember getting something a bit quicker than that.
That's didn't get any last
lied.
Time. What
that
are you talking about?
Oh. Yeah, we got fucked over.
Cartman played an entirely different game last time.
He's gaslighting Matt. Yeah, we should probably. Let him.
Right. So yeah, stats on old Cap and whatnot.
Right. So last time you made me roll individual for each, and I only got the bathrobe, I think, which gave me one DR. I also think cool. I stole someone's croc skin boots, but I don't know whose.
Me.
You, yeah.
Oh, it's 32 degrees in here now. Okay, yeah, so you have that, basically. Fuck it, the jig's up. It's already kind of, the curtain's pulled back, as it were. Manny, what did you end up getting in the last one that we had to redo?
I got a replacement plug, which is a bright pink pug tail butt plug. Goes straight up. Some wheelie shoes to increase my scurry a little bit. and I wanted to like change what the ability actually does for them.
Two.
I can increase my scurry. It's normally my scurry is a D6 plus one. I wonder if I can get put it to a D8 instead.
Go on then.
Yeah.
Gertrude, what did you end up finding? Because obviously you went for the hat, didn't you?
Yes, I did. It was a pink cowboy hat. I'm going to actually change up my skill. Instead of, because it was vibing me up last time, I got a plus on my roll for vibe, but I'm going to change it for scrap. I'm going to change it for scrap. I'm going to go all in. So I'm going to get a dice up for my roll. Right.
Yes, clearly, because we the players are the bosses of this world. Fuck you, GM. We determine everything.
The hat I'll let you have as it was, but if you want something to up your scrap, I'll want actually a new roll for that.
See, I feel that's a fair trade. I mean, if you're going to give me both the vibe and the scrap, then I'll roll for it. But if I'm changing out the scrap or the vibe...
You can have the hat, but if you want the scrap, I want something else to be rolled.
Yeah, so that means the scrap and the vibe. Keep both.
Yes, you would keep both, but you'd have another item.
I'll roll for it. What do you want?
Standard of the five.
Five for...
Logan.
Okay. Question. Do I boost before or after?
After.
Cool.
I mean, technically it's supposed to be before, but...
Six. Bang, I got it.
Okay, yes. You find yourself a pair of boxing gloves that will give you a plus on the dice roll to...
I said a hat.
You have the hat already.
Yeah. But,
you're rolling to find
hat,
a separate another item, Carmen.
Ah, okay, I'll take that.
Yeah, so this is going to be...
How are you going to throw your...
Well, this is what I'm going to say. It's a 3 SP, and you can't throw any weapons with them on.
You see, I was going for a double. I just want the hat, but I was going to go for a double effect. So it would be both the vibe and the scrap.
I want my cake, and then I want to eat it too, and still have my cake.
No, right. I mean, I asked for my cake, and then my cake got changed from the recipe, and now I'm saying that my cake's not right.
That's for a cake.
You wanted to change your cake. That's your own.
That's what I said at the beginning. You can check the record. But no. Let's play how it is. I'll take the boxing gloves, and I'll take the... Because I don't need my javelins. I actually don't use them that much. I do find that I do go into more scrap, so I'll take the boxing gloves. Cool. And I can figure out the infantry in a minute.
That's 3 SP.
You said 2 SP.
He said 3. I like that you're gaslighting Matt. I approve of it.
Yeah,
this is recorded.
Get everything you want.
I heard
the nuke.
Too.
Go for the nuke.
Toucan, what would you like?
A mini nuke. shoved up my ass for some weird reason. I like Cartman's train of thought. I want something to raise my scrap. But I've got way too much stuff. So I will have to let something go because I'm technically wearing I figured it'd be something I could wear. And I've got a hat and a coat, and I would think as a bird I wouldn't be wearing shoes or anything like that. But
up to you.
Well, would you let me find a pair of shoes that would boost my scrap somehow?
Yeah, sure. If you can get the rope for it.
Okay.
You've still got a sweater as well.
I do, but I don't have it on my list, so I did get just there. I've actually run out of shit. I've run out on my stuff sheet. I've got so much shit.
He ended up using it as toilet paper.
Yeah, I end up wiping with it. Yeah, it was his great grandmother. She handed it for him. Yeah, and I threw it. I wiped my ass with it, threw it away. Okay, D10. D10 plus one. That's a 4. Oh.
You can spend a gray if you want.
Do I need 5?
Yeah.
If I spend more, do I get a better one?
Sure.
How much do you get the best thing I can find? Get a 10? I'll spend 6. I'll spend 6 grit.
Spend 6 grit.
I'll spend 6 grit. I'm getting full 10, a dirty 10.
Okay, you will find a pair of very dirty looking sneakers. And yeah, you can kind of just drop kick people with them. Gives you a plus roll.
Okay, sneakers. What are the stats on those, and what are the SP?
Right, so it gives you a plus on scrap. SP 4, because they're 2 each.
Each? So, like, first pair of shoes, it's 4 SP?
Yeah.
I'm imagining these as full-size, like, human sneakers.
Eh, kind of children's size.
Well, my really shoes are only the SP for me.
Now, when you say plus scrap, what's my add-on to wrap?
It gives you another dice roll. Like, up a dice roll.
So now, if it was a D6 before, it's a D8. If it was a D8, it's
a
D10.
Yeah,
I'm actually doing it. Ah, okay. So it makes
and what
my
about if you were a D12? Okay. Would you go up 2 to then?
D12 is the highest you can get, Carmen, and none of us have
that anyway. I was hoping I was a D20, but then I thought, I don't know. I didn't know D12 is the highest you can get.
16. Speaking of which, you can wait until my turn. Yeah. I'm about to go up to D12.
Oh, God,
go on,
no.
Go on, Jacob. Show us your rolls.
Oh, I remember what you wanted.
Oh, keys.
Fucking keys, didn't you? Yeah.
Not just the keys.
Oh, you want more now?
We discussed this last time. You know what I got.
Yeah. Tell the lovely listeners, maybe one of them, what you got on this one.
Yeah, I got a little vibe check hat. That put my D10 up to D12. That's it. I just got a hat and a couple of extra keys.
Which gave you a chance of breaking them.
No, it didn't. No, it raised the SP. You
we're just all gaslighting Matt this whole episode.
Don't try and gaslight me.
Gaslighting Matt episode.
We raised the SP on the keychain. We didn't say
guys,
it was going to be breaking.
He doesn't remember anything from the last episode. We can do whatever we want. I want my mini nuke. Definitely.
Oh, the mini nuke was that last time, right? Yeah, you totally got that.
Yeah,
so you have the nugget version. I will listen back if I have to.
But I thought you did it in the audio, buddy.
I pull out my fat man to shoot the mini nuke.
Oh, yeah, I got that too.
Yes. And with that, you hear a friendly voice that you've known for quite a while now. Postperson Peter dangles in off of his very ginger threads and comes down in front of Manny, who immediately kind of recoils because there's still a finger of poo around Manny and a big gaping butthole. He goes, oh, hello there, you're me. Manny, give us the ad read that you did again.
Apox cereal. Your favourite characters now have their very own breakfast cereal. Chew on Clarice's bone, Jacob's legs, Coogan's feces, not forgetting Gertrude's spines, but also some unlucky fans have to eat Manny's tail. For a great new flavour, Orphan Tears, coming to a supermarket near you.
Cool, that's 6 and 6, grit and health and SP of 3 like we had before. And so, with that, you've all got shit out of this room, probably more stuff than you should have had, but hey ho. Never mind.
Yeah, can you drive?
Are you going to attempt to take some of the material with you?
Material girl. Right,
You can take two rolls between four of you and have someone free.
Right, my options are...
take my cereal.
You did give it to me. That's why I'm on the health I am on. Because I was 15 last time? Or 16.
Yeah, you've taken that, you ate that, yada yada.
Just point straight to Gertrude's mouth. Right, so our options are to attempt to ambush and capture some puppets later on, or to try and transport these fabric rolls. What are we thinking?
Worth getting this guy working in disguises for us. Let's try and get these rolls out of here.
Oh, yeah, I hope this. That's
a pretty good idea.
I'll have this.
I mean, if you could take my sewing machine as well, that'd be even better.
I got to try. I mean, can I generally try if I do a roll?
Yeah, fuck it, sure, go for it.
Yeah. Scrap roll? Scrap roll, yeah. D12, baby.
It's inside the gas.
Nine.
It's inside the gas.
There's a vanity bud.
Manny can go and get it.
It's alright, I'll go double up.
Manny could go and get it.
So, my lowest was 6 on that one.
Yeah, so you can start dragging it. Manny, you can go in and help.
Yeah, sure, I'll go in. Yeah, I'll help. It's kind of my fault.
Well, that means you're only able to keep... only being able to take one roll of material.
Literally, this is going to be pretty fucking loud and a little concerned about drawing more of those things to us.
Yeah.
So yeah, Matt's going to get our asses with that later if we forget.
Yeah. So who's doing what?
I want to know if I've successfully managed to get this sewing machine dragging out of the gas.
Manny, yes, you're going to give him a hand with that. Give him a, yeah, yes. Okay. So you basically help and yeah, you can drag this thing out. Two of you are probably going to have to take a material roll, and that will leave one person without anything in their hands to act as basically a normal kind of critter.
Well, hang on, aren't we just taking the stuff to the next room?
You're taking it down the hallway a little bit.
Ah, the mysterious hallway Jacob was supposed to check out, but never did.
The hallway we came from? What are you talking about?
Oh, wrong the hallway. Hallway that's
connected to a lot of other rooms.
Many of
the hallway that is patrolled by puppets.
I have a.
Anyway, what's mysterious pathway I'll be taking today, lads?
Same one we came down a few hours ago, Gertrude. You're right. Right.
Well,
you heard something.
Yes. How many rolls of material do we need? Just one, or is there two? Do we need to have two? How many rolls of material?
Two would be preferred. It's going to be like this. One roll, you could probably get in at least 3 disguises. And maybe a 50-50 on the other two, depending on if it... Well, 50-50 on the fourth and a lot less of a chance of getting the fifth. If you have two rolls, then you will basically get one and it'll last for a little while.
So we need at least two rolls.
Yeah.
Right, I have a sneak thing, so I don't necessarily need a costume. It'd be good, but we don't have to risk our asses for it. So do we just want to take the one roll? Because you said you wanted the sewing machine too, and we can't transport two rolls on a sewing machine.
Can we come back?
That's what I'm thinking. Do we need to come back? I don't want to skimp on, you know. But what do you think, Mr. Jacob? You're the boss here. What do you think? Do you think we should get one roll here? Have a guard, and when we come back, there will be multiple guards, because then only two of us need to haul a roll, so then we'll have 3 people guarding the other two. What do you think?
I think we're making this a little bit more complicated than it needs to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, but also, I don't want to skimp on disguises, though.
Mr. Toucan, we are bringing him a sewing machine. Surely we don't need to bring as much material. We can do much more using the machine. We just...
Told that's not the case, Cartman, by our DM 10 seconds ago, bud.
I don't think 1 second of what Matt explained implied that because we have the sewing machine that one roll is okay. He explicitly said 2 rolls will be better. I don't think the sewing machine was factored into that discussion at all.
No, to be honest. Needs to be
okay. I was hoping the sewing machine was gonna be like a bonus quest thing, but okay.
No, it just means it doesn't take as long. Essentially, Carmen, I'd like to understand how, in your mind, if you have a certain amount of material, you can make much more out of it than this.
No, what I'm saying is machining processes, you can get more out of less, is essentially my thinking. But
you're exactly right. When you feed it 3 cubic yards of fabric, it spits out 6. It explodes fabric. Did you know that? It produces it out of thin air. Could you believe that? It's insane what a sewing machine can do. It creates matter. The one thing physics teaches us.
We only need one. Like, so if we get the sewing machine out of miasma, it only takes one person to take it back. Just depends on the sewing machine. It shouldn't be that heavy. Then to put 2 critters towards a roll off of it.
Right. Vote now. Do we want to take one roll of fabric and come back for the other one? Or do we want to just take one roll of fabric and fuck it and not come back? Those are pretty much our options.
Actually, I gotta ask this question. I know we're wasting too much time and I'm really sorry, Matt.
Go for it.
When you said 3 costumes, like three good costumes, is what you're saying? Like actually good.
Essentially, what you'll be doing is wearing a puppet, and that will work for a length of time.
Okay.
I'm not going to explain the full dynamics until later on.
Well, we think we've already assessed Jay has the stealth ability, and Cartman is a fucking porcupine, so putting clothes on a porcupine, I don't see how is going to be a good idea.
Yeah, it would work.
Yeah.
We'd make it work.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, we may just be fine with, like, Toucan,
do
Bunny
just,
Rabbit,
like, Gertrude
and
get fucking
and
murdered, though?
I mean, I could
well,
be
I'm
a
just
prisoner.
Saying.
Yeah, I was thinking the same.
Well, I'm just saying, like, I feel like I see it coming where, like, we put the outfit on, but he gets such a disadvantage of, like, I don't know. I'm not going to say anything because our GM would probably take it as fact, but I feel like him putting on outfits with
tell
got
me,
spines.
I've got an idea how this is going to go. How are you thinking it's going to go?
Don't fall for it. You're going to give him evil ideas.
No, I have evil ideas already.
Yeah, he's going to give you more of them, though.
I just feel like you'd make it where it's disadvantage, and there's a chance that he rips it up if he puts it on because he's got spines.
I actually wasn't going to do that.
And
I
now...
just going to give Gertrude a character.
Yeah, but it's now... Yeah, now it's there. Nah, I've said it.
I mean, if you insist, then sure, but I wasn't going to do it.
Yeah,
that's why I told you not to tell him.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was doing. Was clearly insisting. Yep. Oh yeah.
Well, they both
either way
just said, "Oh, now he's going to do it." So it's like, "Well, kind of have to now, don't I?" If you just said, "Oh, you know," that's.
But still, I'm just. But we can come back for a second look, a second roll, if need be. It'd probably be a good idea too, because if what I just said is going to be fact, there will be enough in. There will be enough. And the second roll to make two outfits for Porcupine. Do the math
true
on it. There's
right,
yeah,
so we're going
so
back
we make a second
to the other one later then. All right.
Just make a horse costume.
Second thing, hopefully less of a debate. Who's going to be the one critter to fight off the mob? Because there's only going to be the two of us on the sewing machine, two of us on the roll, right?
The rest of you can fight, but it'd be a disadvantage for Scrap and Scurry.
Yeah, but who's going to be the free ball?
Huh.
I'll do that.
All right, Jacob, sure. You have insane damage with the keys, to be fair.
Yeah.
Right. He says, all right, Manny and Gertrude seem to have the sewing machine well in hand. Bird Brain, I guess that leaves you with me on the fabric.
That works for me. I'm perfectly fine with that. I'm quite strong. And I flex a little bit.
Feathers bulge.
Yeah,
yes.
You know the cartoon
you see that shit?
Really skinny arm with like a tennis ball on it? Is that...
Yeah. No, I'm thinking like a famous sponge under the sea.
Oh yeah, that same thing.
Where he has the inflatable arms, like oh yeah, so.
Okay. So, you're both carrying. Well, four of you carrying things. Yada yada. And you head out into the hallway. And yes, there are puppets there. They have kind of, I wouldn't say regenerated, but they have moved from another area. And you will see four. And as you kind of hoik out this material and the giant sewing machine into the hallway, they turn and look at you, their slack-jawed expressions and dead eyes, and just start walking towards you. You know what time it is, people. We need a scurry roll from everyone. That's a nat one for Flower.
I got an
that's
eight.
Plus one, two. Two.
Plus two.
Seven for me.
Cool. Can you help me add these things in? Right. So, what are the numbers then? It's how cool you're doing it. Thank you.
Two.
That is it. No, just these four. Yeah. Right, cool. Terminal is set. So, Jacob, you are up first in combat. You're the only one that's not being hindered by a material or a giant sewing machine. Do your worst.
It's a shame I've not got any AoE attacks here. But
we do have the mini nuke and the fat man.
We should have stored it in Manny, it would be easier to access.
Fuck off. He's asked the fucking butt plug.
Jacob is going to.
There is an attachment for the fat man that shoots skunk jars.
Just fart me in a jar.
Yep, just fart into a jar. It shoots them. Perfect.
That's someone's fetish.
Yep, Jacob just leaps into the middle of them all, acting as if he's a tank, but he's very much not. But he's going to leap into the middle of them all. To draw their attention away from the walkers, I guess we'll call you in this one. And he attacks. So I believe, yes I do, I've still got my full grit allowance. So we start with a firing out one attack at a beat and very dashingly hatted puppet. And I'm going to add some grit on straight away. This is the advanced roller. Here we go. Right, so I'm going for a D6. I'm going to add on 4 grit just now. I'll roll that. And I got a 10.
A 10. It rolled 2 for this guy.
Alright, excellent. So we're going straight in with a bonk. And the keys. Yes, so I've got my keys. I just need to remind myself what my new attack is. So we're going with the bonk first, and that's just a D6, which is 3. And then we're going for the D4 damage for the keys, which is a 12. It's a pretty terrible roll for the new set of keys in the start, but we just got them.
Seeing the amount, I don't. This
so that's
is not
15 in total.
For... Yeah, hold on, this is not going to translate well for our listeners, but there's just a fucking, like, double line of dice being rolled every time Jacob hits something.
Yeah, it was 15 damage to start with on the birdie boy.
Clara, show up next.
I am going to take a whack at this dude if I can. And I'm going to use double scratch to make 2 attacks.
Disadvantage.
Oh god. I'm gonna do them in 2 sets because I think that's the more sensible way to do it.
Yeah, so 1 attack, 2 roll.
First one's a 1, the second one is a 5.
Okay, so it's only gonna have to roll. Actually, it's gonna roll both anyway. No, it's only gonna roll once, it's not a disadvantage. No, 2 attacks.
You okay?
No, it's 32 degrees in here. 8 and 8, it's fine.
It misses four spent for absolutely no benefit. Rip.
Yeah.
Karras swipes forward with his bone, which should be a shotgun at this point, I forgot. And whiffs both times.
Cool, right, it's the puppet nearest the backside of Jacob, and it's going to roll its scrap as D8. That's that one.
Excellent. So, this is where Jacob shines.
You do technically have to roll still.
I know.
I've activated my trap here. So because I'm right in the middle of them, I'm going to, first of all, dodge, which is my D8.
Oh! See, the attacker advantage.
The problem is, I get a +2 on my dodge.
Oh, never mind.
So we matched there. I got a +2, so I have dodged. I then activate Shuffle Smack, which drains how much grit? Try to remind myself what this does here. Sorry, bear with me a second.
It doesn't drain grit, just lets you hit them with a normal one.
Yeah.
You thinking a leech?
No, I'm thinking a Shuffle Smack. Come on. Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
My notes were in a totally different place there for some reason. Right, Shuffle Smack. I'm going to burn 4 grit to automatically retaliate. And what that is that's a natural attack, so that's a D6. +5 for me. So I'm going to roll a 1d6 +5. Okay, so that's 11 damage.
Okay, it'll take 5 because of the DR it has.
And that also activates my leech, which is
suck it off as well.
5 +d4, which is, I'm going to take 9 damage. grit off of it.
Oh, very nice.
Which gets me back to... Oh, it doesn't get me back to full, but it gets me just one off. There we go.
Well, it's now the turn of the one on the other side of your ass. And it's going to do the marionette maelstrom. So it's going to send out its strings towards you. It's a scrap versus scurry steel. But it'll hold you in place and give you a disadvantage on all scurry rolls if it does actually do it. It's going to roll d8. That's a 6.
I'm going to roll a d8. That's a 7.
7. Fair enough. Okay, so it has spent grit.
So I have dodged out the way of this marionette attack.
Yep, it sent some strings out towards you and they haven't done it. It's going to be the turn of
Jacob's doing some proper Wing Chun in the middle of these four puppets.
Yeah.
Dodging and striking.
Next one is going to, one that you've already tried to hit before, is going to try and do its ability called Felt Up. So the puppet's going to fill you up. It's going to cause you to recoil. If it does, it's a... But yeah, it's a vibe versus vibe.
Nice. Good thing I got my hat.
Yep. This thing has a d8 of a vibe. 7.
Right. That's okay. I've got plenty of grit. Let's have a look, see what I roll first. So it's a d12 I've got now. d12. Roll the 1. So what happens?
Well, it starts touching you up in inappropriate ways, and whilst you're being felt up, it's going to cause you to be distracted against your the next attack towards you, which is the one that's also kind of just there. There is another one standing next to you. There's 4 of them, so it's the 4th one's turn. Whilst that one tried to hit you, is going to have advantage, you're going to have disadvantage.
Ah, get off, you dirty bastard.
Pretty much. So I'm going to roll this attack twice. That's a 6. What have you got to defend yourself with?
So I'm going to do this twice then?
Yep, take the lowest.
That's a 7.
Yeah, so even still, whilst being touched up, you still manage to defend yourself and dodge.
Go through. Jacob's not so easily distracted by sex.
Apparently not. Go through, what are you going to do?
Whilst holding the sewing machine, is going to go... yeah, it's going to go... Oh, actually, the first thing is I'm going to drop the sewing machine. I don't want to fight with the sewing machine. And then I'm going to run in and join Jacob and fight his guys.
So you've just dropped the sewing machine on Manny's foot?
Yeah. No problem. I'll be back. And I'm going to pull out my shaving razor and go, cutting time. And yeah, run up the closest puppet and melee.
Go for it. Roll your attack.
8.
This thing has scary up d10. That's a 5. Do you damage?
Okay. 7 plus my shaving razor, which is another d8. 5. That's 12. And I got stunned on my shaving razor.
Yeah, well, it's just dead anyway.
Okay.
Cool. Manny, you had a sewing machine dropped onto your foot. I'm not going to make you take damage, but what are you going to do?
Now he's carrying it on his own, okay, and he wants to just focus on getting it back to the green room. Can you just basically roll up, say, scrap something to basically see he can take the full weight of it?
So he can go for it.
See if he can go on his own.
Sure, go for it. One of 5.
Do you scrap. Ooh, it's a 7.
Yep, cool. So you managed to be able to take the weight of this thing. You get it up off your foot and you're all good.
Got them gains!
Exactly. Maybe a few little sleepy farts coming out whilst you're walking, but you know, you're all good. Toucan, what are you going to do?
I am full on, like, ready to go. I've got the roll of fabric in one hand, like on the top of my shoulder, but I've got my rubber band gun in my other hand, ready to go, so I can kind of, you know, kind of shoot and keep people at a distance. I'm going to fire at this one here. You guys can see on the map. Yep, there. Yep, is one in front of Jacob. I'm going to fire. It'll be a 6, and that's a nat 1. That's grand. That's grand. Ah, beak me. That is my catchphrase.
Well, let's roll an 8 to see if you can beat an 8.
Oh, I'm not going to be able to beat an 8 because I have I roll a d6. That's a 5, but at least I didn't do a nat 1. Perfect.
True.
Yeah.
You can't do it on that one. You can't do it on the 5.
Yeah, I'm not going to. The only reason is because I don't really do a whole lot of damage to our rubber dang gun anyway.
Cool. So. Jacob, you're up. You have 3 puppets up around you.
Oh, I didn't even manage to kill that one in the interim. That's fine. Yep, he's spinning his keys around. He just swipes out again. I'm going to go for the d6 plus 4 again this time. I roll a 7.
Rolls a 6.
Excellent. So I'm just going to go for the... I think I'll go for the same bird. I think I can probably kill it this time. So I'm going to roll the... Sorry?
The bird died.
Oh, wait. You told me there was 4 left.
Chica,
no! Ah, so we did kill that one, Jesus.
Ah, shit!
You know what? I was thinking that. I was like, did I not hear that one of them died? And then you told me there was 4 left.
It's too hot.
That's fine. Okay. We're back on track. Let's take one of these box to head looking motherfuckers and we're going to drive the keys into his face. We're going to start with a bonk, which is 2 damage, and the rest of them keys, which is 19, so that's 21 damage altogether on the boxy headed guy at the right.
Yep, well, you managed to just completely disintegrate this thing into bits.
Yep, sliced and diced. Jacob gets his feet and back into his fighting pose, ready for the next attack.
Claris, it's your turn.
Well,
you can really tell how interested in the conversation our GM is. Claris, you can do
it. He's fainting like a Victorian maiden, man. He can't help it.
It's 33 degrees in here now.
It's slowly like, climbing up. Right, I'm just going to go for one of the attacks because I can't afford to be spinning grit like this. But it's still disadvantage, right?
Yeah.
That is a 4, my good friend.
That's a 4, okay. It's so hot in here, my nuts are cooking.
Yeah, hey. Hey, Lisa's in. Yes,
that's roasting guns to open fire.
That is. A bit early in Christmas. 8 damage plus 1. Oh, yeah. Well, they don't get affected by poison, so 8 damage.
Okay, so you do the 4 because you got the 60.
Rip. Chunky boys.
They are. Right.
Lisa did this time.
It's these two going against Cap, and you know what? It's just going to try and absolutely twat you around the face. D8 a scrap. It's going to spend some grit as well.
Not how much grit it's spending.
It's going to spend 10 grit.
You prick.
It's going to spend 10 grit. There you go.
Go for it. So I've got to beat a 13.
Yep.
Easy. Here we go. Watch this. I am going to... Yes, there we go. I spend 4 grit. So I roll... No, wait. Maths. Fast maths. I spend 6 grit.
6.
Yeah, so I spend 6 grit to roll a 14. I then spend another 4 grit to shuffle smack.
Yeah.
For 8 damage, and I steal 8 grit from it.
It only has 1. Can you steal more than... No, you can't steal more than I have, can you?
So I steal 1 grit back. Damn it. Okay. Well,
actually, if we go down to 0 grit, doesn't it come out of our health?
No, you technically fall unconscious, but these aren't technically conscious to begin with.
Yeah, fair enough.
Well, shit, let me just calculate that grit again. So what was that? I did 6, then 4, so I've spent 10 and only got 1 back. Bastard. Oh, well.
Yep. Well, this last one, seeing his friend's about to die, is going to run up to Gertrude. And it's going to track Gertrude. It's also going to spend 10 grit. So that's giving these things grit and never use it. So, try and beat a 12, Carmen.
Yeah.
Can I spend 10 grit?
The hell no.
Can I spend 10 grit?
Oh. I'm not going to dump that, no.
Oh, fuck it, I need to.
Yes, D1. I'll take that. DR, so I'm, I don't know if it really affects me.
Exactly. And now it's your turn.
My turn. I want revenge. I want to cut this guy up with my shaving razor. Yeah. 7.
Alright. Can it dodge?
Yes.
You know what?
It tried.
It's going to spend 2 grit.
No. It just used, yep. It just used 10 grit. Hang on a second. How's it cut like 12 grit? How many grit does this thing have?
You give him 20.
Damn it.
Yeah, 20. There. I'm not going to make it that easy for you anymore. No more Mr. Nice GM. Manny, you're hocking this giant sewing machine. You're just going to keep doing that.
Yeah. Can you just like spend the rest of this turn just to get it there?
Yeah. You basically go into the green room. Yeah, that's fine. Toucan, what are you going to do?
At this point, I'm going to try again on shooting the rubber band guns. I'm also so far away.
Yeah, go for it.
And I forgot last time, I don't know if you wanted to do it, but obviously I had to do disadvantage. Do you want me to do disadvantage even though I'm shooting them with the other hand? Because I'm holding this bulk of fabric.
You got a 3 anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
Okay. Alright, well, because I'm about to burn grit. I'm just going to go ahead and do it, okay. Try to get it. So,
got it. Yeah, got it.
Burn it. Alright, I'm burning 4 grit, and I'm going to attack, so that'll be D8 damage. That's 4 damage.
These things have 60R, so even though you sort of just kind of cap it in the knee, but it just looks at you and just shrugs.
Oh, okay.
Although it is shitting itself because it's now Jacob's turn. Puppets could shit, they were shitting now.
Alright, so am I just good to.
Do
good to
go? Puppet shit? Google search.
Yes.
Alexa. Yes.
Alright, one left. I'm staring him down. He doesn't seem to register.
Two.
Fucking, you keep on changing the number on me. No. I'm going to attack. Still attacking with the keys. I roll a 4. That's fine.
Dead silence as you roll. It's a 7, lads.
There's sweat dripping into my eyes.
Ugh.
You know what? When I go over there, I'm going to bring you all AC units. I'm going to figure out how I can ship it. Like, good lord, y'all have horrible infrastructure for air conditioning.
Did someone change the fucking photo frame in the maps in AC unit?
I mean, in Britain's defense, that's you only fun. Need AC for like 2 months. Well, like, you know, like 3 weeks of the year.
But you'll really want it for those 2 weeks.
Anyway, Jacob, are you spending grit to kill this thing?
No, I missed.
No, he's going to have a long, protracted conversation with him, Matt.
Calaris, what are you going to do?
Attempt to take mercy on you, I think, by killing this bastard.
Go for it.
That's an 8.
That's an 8. That's a 5. Kill it.
That is enough to kill it. That is 13 damage.
That is enough to kill it. Cool.
One left.
So there is one left, and it's going to take a swing at Gertrude. That's a 2.
Do I need to roll?
Yeah.
7.
Cool. It misses. Gertrude, just kill it. Actually, can you kill it? Or do you kill it?
No, you got 12. With the shaving razor. 4.
Yeah, no, it can't. It hasn't got enough grit to do that, so yeah, you can.
5. 7. Done. 7 is dead.
No, you only get the 1 because it's 6 DR.
Cool, but I do stun it though, right?
No.
Yes?
No, they're immune to stun poison.
Oh. I thought I knew poison, like bleed and stuff, but I didn't know stun.
They're not technically set. Manny, you've dropped off the sewing machine, you're able to fight freely now.
Yeah. I'm falling to the air conditioner. Yeah, he's just going to run over, pulling out the truncheon and try to finish off this bloody thing. It's an 8 on a D8.
A D8 on a D8.
Yeah. Why did someone draw a ball?
It's got a 5.
10. And...
okay, so that does 4 because it's got the 60. Oh.
Okay, I can't do
it. It's on 10. Tugan. Tugan, please.
I am going to casually make sure to put my rubber band gun up, and I'm going to hold the bolt of fabric with two hands to make sure I'm good and holding it real good. So I'm going to skip my turn. Go to the next person.
You sure you don't have an in-depth conversation about the patient?
I think now, Jacob, is the perfect time to ask the puppet if you can speak to its manager.
Actually, Jacob, Manny's having a hard time with the sewing machine. Give up on the fighting, walk back, help him pick up the sewing machine.
Well, oh no, the puppet just starts walking off.
Actually, I do want to see about capturing this for more material.
Uh-huh.
Ah, yeah.
I like your thinking.
Yeah, that was something kind Matt specifically brought up for this episode.
I did.
How helpful of him.
Go on then. How can you do that?
Right, so we already know about the threads and stuff like that. I think Jacob's going to deftly jump over this puppet, slice its threads, and try to knock it out in some way with his powerful hind legs.
Just push it away from the thread so they can't reconnect.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to want to scrap. I'm going to want a scrap of at least
6. Can Tolaris try and
you
help
want a scrap of at least 6
out of the way to give him advantage? It's my turn next anyway.
Yeah, sure.
There you go.
Okay, so am I just rolling a scrap then?
With advantage. Yeah.
With advantage?
With advantage.
I got a 6.
You got the 6. Cool. Well, this thing's strings are cut. It falls to the floor. You can see the strings kind of starting to snake back down as if they're trying to reconnect. Kalaris, what are you doing to pull this thing away just in time before they connect?
He's gonna, like, you know those comedy sketches where they get like a shepherd's crook and hook someone out of the way off screen? He's gonna use his bone to do that.
Cool. Well, as you do that, you manage to get this thing into the green room door. You'll manage to get inside and shut the door behind you. And that's where we'll leave it for this episode. Thank you for the one or two people that listened to this. Find us on all our socials, just type in the Binder Cthulhu, we're on pretty much most things. And yeah, I'm gonna cook in my own ball sweat.
Lovely
image.
Now that has to be on our soundboard next time round. Thank you.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.